This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. Welcome back to the Warrior Mind Podcast. This is episode 489. And before we move on to laws of the mind, let's review what we talked about last week. So for over the past several weeks, we've been going into the four C's of mental strength. And then how does that show up in your life? And the first one we talked about was resilience. And this next one we talked about was grit. So just want to review what grit is. So grit is the passion and persistence for long-term goals. So it's got to be passionate. It's not just something you're being told to do, but grit is that passion for achieving the long-term goal. And this is really, really important because, again, getting back to one of the C's in mental strength, we want to set goals and achieve them. It's also a psychological meaning that has two components. It's the aptitude to stick to long-term objectives and the aptitude to stay going in spite of harsh conditions. So if you'd like to have some more information on it, if you just jumped onto the podcast now, go back to wherever you're listening to this to and go to the podcast that was entitled Grit. But just wanted to review that. So today we're going to be talking about laws of the mind. And there are many people out there with different laws of the mind. And, you know, there's probably a lot of them out there. These are just some of my favorite through NLP, through positive psychology, through neuroscience. These are some that when you can embrace these laws and know that these things are true, then you're going to be able to manage your thinking because you know the law is working for you. So the first law is what you think is what you get. And that means that any image placed into the subconscious mind develops into reality with absolute accuracy. So this is really important because a lot of people will talk about what they don't want. They don't want to be fat. They don't want to be broke. But the picture you put in your subconscious mind is that of an overweight person, of that of a broke person. So you have this image, and our subconscious mind speaks to us in images and symbols. Our conscious mind speaks to us in words. Our soul speaks to us in feelings. So we want to, what we think is what we get. So we want to be able to think of good pictures using both our unconscious and our conscious mind together. So this is why mental rehearsal is so important. This is why meditation is so important. And we have to keep doing it, keep placing that image over and over and over again. You look at the results you have in your life. They just didn't manifest instantly, although we probably could according to quantum physics. But what has happened is you held an image of where you want it to be, and you are exactly there. So we need to understand also that this is not an instantaneous event that's happening here, a phenomenon. This takes dedication on your part to put an image into your subconscious mind every single day, a couple of times a day. This is why reading things, having vision boards, all of this is so important. So just keep in mind, what you think is what you get. If you think that you don't want to be broke, you're going to be broke. If you think that you don't want to be fat, you're going to be fat. If you think that you want to have a loving relationship, you're going to have a loving relationship, as long as you hold those images in your mind completely. Law number two, every thought causes a physical reaction. What that means is your thoughts affect all of the functions of your body. When you get angry, your muscles get tense. You start to shake. You release adrenaline, cortisol into your body. When you're happy, your muscles relax. You can see, you can be more present when you're happy. But every single thought causes a physical reaction. It's it's a critical to know that. So what type of physical reactions do you want to have throughout the day, right? This gets back to the TFAR model. Thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions, lead to results. So what type of feelings do you want to have during the day? I want to feel happy. I want to feel surprised. I want to feel content. I want to feel inspired. Well, then those thoughts, you have to think inspiring thoughts to feel inspired, and your body will be flooded, and you'll have energy to take action once you have inspired thoughts. So you have inspired thought, you get an inspired feeling, you're going to take some inspired action, and you're going to get inspired results. But every thought, every single, you cannot have a thought and it doesn't produce something. Every single thought produces a chemical reaction or a physical reaction in your body. Deepak Chopra talked about that your DNA and the cells in your body are eavesdropping on your thoughts. Every thought creates something. What type of body do you want to create? What type of energy do you want to create? Do you want to have one that's full of dis-ease, or do you want to have one that's full of ease and comfort and joy and fluidity? So keep in mind, every thought causes a physical reaction. And when you start getting, when your buttons are being pushed and you start to trigger those emotions, think to yourself, how is this affecting my body? Law number three, imagination is more powerful than knowledge. Einstein said it, a lot of people talked about it. But images are the property of the subconscious mind. Those images will always overpower what you think. Effectively, what in NLP they talk about is your conscious mind is the goal getter. The goal setter, your conscious mind is the goal setter. Your subconscious mind is the goal getter. So if you're getting results different than what you want, your subconscious mind is driving you. And that's where your imagination is. And we can look at it as purposeful imagination or your default imagination. If you think of yourself as being lonely and old and you have that there, but you're on dating sites, you're going to be lonely and old because that is the image. And again, right? The image that we hold in our subconscious mind is going to manifest in reality. So we want to make sure that the images, whether you call it imagination, mental rehearsals, but that image in your subconscious mind is more powerful than your knowledge. You could say, I know I should be eating correctly. I know I should be going to the gym. I know I should be more loving. But if your unconscious mind has a picture of you being hurt in a relationship, of you being overweight and not worthy of a good physique, that image is going to supersede whatever knowledge you know should work. So watch your results and then think about what image would you have to be holding in your unconscious mind to produce those results, and then start to work and change those. Your habits are your life. Law number four. Much of your day consists of successions of actions, 98% of which you do by habit, spontaneously. So there's the whole saying about a thought, action, habit, life. This is true. Your habits are your life. If you don't like your life, look at your habits. What are your habits? Do you have a habit of watching TV every night from 5 until 10, but complain that you're broke? Do you have a habit of sleeping in to 7, 8 o'clock in the morning, but complain that you're overweight and you're not in shape? Your habits are creating your life. And here's the thing is, your habits are driven by your unconscious mind, which is holding the image of who you think you should be. So you'll see how all of these laws are tied together. But your habits are your life. If you don't like your life, change your habits. How do you change your habits? By changing the image in your unconscious mind. Law number five, negative thoughts breed like cockroaches. The more power and attention you give to your fears, the more they affect you and the more likely they are to manifest themselves. So when you, one thought, I'm sure you've had a argument with your boss, an argument with your significant other, argument with your kids, whatever that might be, a buddy, a friend. And when you're out of that argument, all you can do is hold on to that negative energy and you start thinking of other things. Well, that person didn't show up today. So, you know, I can remember 5 times they didn't show up. And I remember this, and my boss doesn't show up. And you go into this vicious cycle of negative thinking because Birds of a feather flock together. Negative thoughts are going to attract negative thoughts, and you're going to keep doing it. And it's I don't know, understand why, but it seems that it's easier to go become seduced into the negative thought side than the positive thought side. I suspect that it's because we've been programmed that way, that that's where our neuro connections are. But keep in mind that negative thoughts breed like cockroaches. And how are you going to stop it? You have to have some thought stopping processes. In my Udemy course, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, I do have some techniques in there on thought stopping. Or you can just Google thought stopping, or you could hire me as a coach or hire somebody else as a coach. But just keep in mind that your negative thoughts are going to breed like cockroaches. Law number 6, your attitude is a matter of choice. An attitude is basically the way on which you look at your life or your performance. You have the ability to choose your attitude in any circumstances. It always comes down to a choice, right? You have a choice to look at your life, to look at whatever's happening and change your attitude. You can go, you know what? I didn't do as good today as I should, but I know tomorrow I'm going to do better. Or you could go, you know what? I really suck and this just is bad and I just can't do this no matter what. Attitude is a matter of choice. And we usually develop our attitude by looking at results. And here's what's interesting is we set ourselves up for a bad attitude if we set an expectation that our results should be one way and it falls short of it. Think about it. We set the expectation. Nobody else did. We fall short because we took the action, and yet we're not happy with our performance because we set an expectation based on nothing. So we have to be careful of our attitude. When we set an expectation and we don't hit that, we have to go, perhaps I set too high of an expectation. Now, I don't mean to say lower your expectations. Keep them high if you can manage your attitude and going, wow, I really set a great expectation there and I got 50% of the way there. Great. What do I need to do? But if your expectation, which is what you think should happen, and the result is what happens, if there's a big gap there and it's causing you to have a bad attitude, you need to change the expectation so it meets it and then start to grow outside that comfort zone. But in all cases, your attitude is a matter of choice. Law number 7, your reactions must be managed. Just as you can manage your attitude, you can manage your reactions. What happens in your life is purely neutral. What this says is that every event is neutral. Every event, every single event, it's what you project onto it. And you can see something as bad and have your reactions there, or you can see something good and have your reactions there as well. I look at reactions and responding. So if we're in a communications, if we're talking to our boss or significant other, and they say something and they push our button and we react immediately, right? Re-act. We are reacting something that happened in the past. And we keep pushing that button, keep reacting. How we can manage those re-actions is by counting to 10. I don't know if you ever grew up, my mom always said, when you're getting angry, count to 10 before you say something. That is a really good old wives tale, because that difference between reaction and responding is 10 seconds. We want to be able to respond correctly, not emotionally. Maybe emotionally, but we want to be able to respond from a centered, aware point, not react from an unconscious perspective. So our reactions must be managed by what we are projecting onto a situation, and knowing if somebody's pressing our buttons, to come from a place of awareness and respond versus reactions. Law number 8, thoughts must be kept alive. No thought is self-sustaining in that it must be nurtured, fed, and kept alive. Only one idea can be entertained at one time. So what this is basically saying is that you have a thought. And let's just say you have a thought about going out for a burger. But then you have another thought that comes in for a pizza. And then you have another thought that comes in for tacos. Well, that first thought on a burger is now gone. It's dead. It's not alive. The one in your mind is there. So if you want to have a
taco, you keep thinking about the taco. You keep, oh, I'm going to go to this taco truck. I'm going to go here. I'm going to have that. So you are keeping that thought alive. And you can only think one thing at one time. You may believe that you are thinking multiple things at one time, but you are not. You can be severely distracted because they are so quick, you know, milliseconds from one thought to another to another. But you are only holding one thought at one time. And in order to keep that thought in your awareness, it must be kept alive by focusing on it and intentionally. Now, if it's a negative thought, you don't want to keep it alive, right? Because it breeds like cockroaches. So you want to be able to put that thought aside and bring up another thought, a stop sign, a puppy dog, a unicorn, a rainbow, whatever. You want to keep that thought there because the negative thought must be kept alive. So the positive thoughts you want to keep alive as well. And what we get, well, you know, there's that saying is energy flows where attention goes and results show. So that energy and attention is your thoughts, and you must keep that alive at all times if it's something supportive. If it's not supportive, you would probably want to pull the plug and use some thought stopping on that. So law number 9, have an attitude of gratitude. One of the laws of the universe is what you put forth comes back to you. And it's usually done as it's gained massive momentum. In other words, what goes around comes around. Call it karma, call it whatever you want. But when you can approach every single day with an attitude of gratitude, being thankful for waking up, being thankful for being able to see, being thankful for being able to hear, and just you will be amazed. And there's been so many experiments, so many studies done of people taking time either first thing in the morning or last thing at night, writing down 3 to 5 things that they are grateful for in their life. And when you start writing them down and reviewing them and reviewing them and reviewing them every day, you'll get this. Your energy is going to change. You're going to start to have different thoughts. You're going to start to have different feelings. You're going to start to see the world differently. All these above laws will work in conjunction with this attitude of gratitude. I'm sure you've heard it many times, but let me ask you, are you doing it? If you have heard it, why aren't you doing it? Why aren't you making a list of 3 to 5 things? You don't have to do 10, 20 lists. There's some people who go on, make a list of 20. I'm one of just keep it simple. Just keep it simple and move on. Do three gratitudes this week. Then do 4 gratitudes next week. Then do 5 gratitudes that week. Stop at 5. Come up with 5 new ones every day. There are so many things to be grateful for. So many things. And when you can start to acknowledge that gratitude, you'll be amazed at how much your life will change. So next time, we are going to be talking about the mental rules of the game. So there are some rules in this inner world that we're playing by, and we're going to go through those as well. If you want some more information or visit the show notes here, please visit warriormindcoach.com for more information. And please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.